It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Good one last night as the Nuggets got a pretty good test from Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs, playing again without Jamal Murray, but the Nuggets hold on to win 105-100. As Victor Wembanyama and Nikola Jokic had a terrific one-on-one showdown.
Jokic, are you trying to get me on the score?
110-105, excuse me.
Yeah,
well, not 105, it was 5 points. 110-105.
Yeah.
You had Jokic going for 42 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists. Wembanyama almost had a quadruple-double, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, and 9 blocks. Michael Malone came away impressed.
He's you know, he's the future of the NBA. I mean, we're watching the ascension of the next great player in the NBA. And, you know, for him to go out there, 23 points, 15 rebounds, 9 blocks, 8 assists, you know, there's not a lot that young man cannot do. So, and he's in the right organization with the right coach to help him get better and learn. And so, yeah, he's a hell of a talent.
He's tall.
He could play.
Yeah.
He could bring the ball up the floor. He took 11 threes, only made 2, but he clearly feels he can make them. But what I like is that you know that Popovich, master mind strategist that he is, you know, really challenges Wembanyama in a game like this. This is your model. This is your standard. This is your litmus test going up against a guy like Jokic. And you can tell he came out with something to prove. But what I like is that Jokic was like, hey, yo, young fella, not on my watch. And so what did you see? You saw Victor Wembanyama take 29 shots. You saw Jokic take a season-tying high 32 shots.
How many did he make? It was 32?
Jokic made 18.
Damn.
But you saw two people who were really engaged in the idea of the battle. And I love it. I love it. It's what great rivalries are made of.
It is. Think about Jokic. How many blocks did Wembanyama must have blocked him 4 times?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a shot, right? That's considered a shot. He got blocked. Wouldn't that be? And you think about 18 of 32 and at least 4 blocks.
Right. So actual attempts, was up around 36. I don't think the shot that gets blocked is counted as a shot. Is that? I don't know. That's a great question.
Is
I'm not sure.
Because I was thinking 32. So if those that don't get blocked go in, now you're 18.
Or miss.
You're 22 of, I had to count my fingers, 18 plus 4.
But the thing I like about this thing with Wembanyama is in this age of Jokic, you know, you look at the celebrated one-on-one matchups.
Mm-hmm.
It's Embiid, only once a year. Never here in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It's Giannis, but only twice a year. You know, who's his personal rival in the West where you're going to play at least maybe 4 times a year? I mean, Karl Anthony Towns, there's been the potential for that, but it hasn't really taken off. So
Jokic always plays him tough.
Jokic plays him tough, but no, I think it's Wembanyama. That's going to be fun to watch for the next several years.
Wemby had a great game. Now he's at a parking lot at a car dealership right now. Come on in. I wonder if you could.
We got a sale going on.
You think you could dress him up? You know, make like makeup and make him look like a little cartoonish. And just have him in oversized clothes doing that, you know, like the windsock stuff. And people would actually not realize that he was a human. I think he could.
Aaron Gordon, as the Nuggets count down to their final handful of games left in the season, wanting to send a message to all you Nugget fans.
I think we're back engaged and we're back on the right mindset, the positive mindset and energetic, enthusiastic mindset. I think we're in a good place right now.
Let's get on with the plus. The only story now is Jamal Murray, who missed another game last night. So I think it's fair to say Well, I always leave it to you to read the injuries.
Uh-huh.
If this was a playoff game last night, does he play?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so they're just shutting him down for the remainder of the regulars, or maybe most of the, maybe with
I think what they, I
a
think
game
what,
or two left, maybe.
What Michael Malone told you has come to fruition. I'd like to be the number one seed, but health is more important.
Well, they still may be able to do both because our buddy Joel Embiid returned to the Sixers last night and scored 24 points and helped beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. So as of right now, up to the moment stats standings, the Nuggets lead the Western Conference with a 53-23 record, tied in the loss column with both Minnesota and OKC. But Minnesota and OKC has played one less game than the Nuggets. Oklahoma City plays in Boston tonight. So hopefully
how
the
did,
Celtics help
SGA out. Do last night?
He did not play last night.
Oh, in his MVP bid, he took a night off?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So is Stephen A. Smith going to hold that against SGA?
I don't know.
I hope so. Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies get plastered in Chicago by the Cubbies for the second straight day. 12-2 the final.
That's a lot closer than the final score would indicate.
Remember we had Bud Black on a week ago, and he was saying how encouraged he was by the offense in spring training?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, tonight it didn't happen.
You never know coming out of spring training what's going to happen, right? I thought we had a good spring. We're swinging the bats. We're in a good frame of mind. But everything changes, as you know, when the season starts.
What do you mean everything changes?
Everything changes.
What does that mean?
It means you start to realize that we've got a bunch of AA players playing in the big leagues, and they have actual big league players. So it's different in spring training when their big leaguers only take a one or two at-bats, and then they turn it over to the either rest of their double and triple A guys that are up. Because then you can match up your double A hitter against their double A pitcher. But then when you get into the regular season, they actually use major league players, unlike they do in spring training, and you still have double and triple A players. Dude, Freeland hasn't gotten out of the third inning in two starts. That's your ace.
That's your ace.
Dude, if he went to the Dodgers, he may not make the, he may be in triple A with the Dodgers.
Oh, no, he wouldn't be part of their starting rotation. No way. Oh, yeah, we got to play Bud's song. Bud has his own music.
Yeah. We were hoping that we could change this Rockies music.
I forgot
music.
About this. Mm-hmm. Hello, my, hello, what is it? Hello, my friend.
Hello, darkness,
hello,
my,
darkness
old
my old friend. Still oh, my God.
The sound of silence.
The Colorado Rockies.
1-5.
1-5. Wow. We knew it was going to be bad, but...
Dude, there is no way they will approach 500 this year.
Nope.
That pipe dream is over.
It's over. It is over. They will not be at or above 500 at all last year. We set the over-under on what? Game and a half? And a half games over 500 at some point during the season?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I took the under.
You're going to win that one.
Yeah.
I'm already ready to concede. Cash out, baby. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.